Now, over the last few years, I think you'll all be aware there's been what most people would describe as a genomic revolution. Many people would actually date it at the derivation of this set of data and publication in the year 2000 by Chuck Peru and Teresa Sawley. Interestingly, on this paper, if you go to Nature, it's Peru and Sawley are actually highlighted as being equal contributors to the publication. Chuck Peru was the first author, and he gets 10 times as many invites as Teresa Sawley to give presentations. So beware of actually giving yourself the asterisk, at least the second asterisk in a paper. But this showed you that we could actually use molecular phenotyping to identify and characterize specific, as they call it, intrinsic subgroups of breast cancer. And in particular, those subgroups actually had quite important, significant differences in clinical outcome. This is in two different data sets you can see there. That's based on RNA. One of the things we can do now on tiny pieces of tissue, this set of information here is an array CGH. This looks at the losses and gains of DNA right across the genome of a particular tumor. Each dot on there essentially represents a gene. If I could see it here, this is chromosome 17 here. There's a little dot on there represents HER2. That is a HER2 amplified tumor. But you can see that there are gains and losses all across here. And at the moment, we don't capture that information. We don't use that information in trying to stratify our patients or to deliver their treatment. We've already had some discussion. Paul Goss mentioned this earlier in today about this Oncotype DX. This is a 21 gene signature, which some of you may well already have used in terms of deciding on whether a patient merits chemotherapy as well as endocrine therapy. And there is a new mind-blowing, literally mind-blowing, technology coming through called new, and of course, because things go so quickly now, it's next and beyond that generation sequencing. And within the next few years, probably 3-4 years, a genome will be possible for a cost of less than £1,000. That's a whole body genome, a somatic genome, or rather a germline genome, or a tumor genome. But the key point I wanted to make in